Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonarelli from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and today we will know more about the 27 Times Cinema Initiative that invites 27 young European lovers, European film lovers, to attend the Venice Film Festival as jury member of Giornata degli Autori section. And today we are here by David Bakum, who is the German ambassador for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema. So, welcome to Fred.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you. So, first of all, how would you find out about this European project, and why did you apply for this?
So actually, I study theatre and film in Scotland, so I feel like I'm already kind of interconnected on a European basis, and that's where I met other international students, and one of them actually was an ambassador last year, so that's how I found out about the project, applied last year, sadly didn't get in, but tried again this year, and now I'm here.
And I read from your profile that your dream job would be working in a film company. The aim for social and political change through films. So, very important objective. And which is your background?
My background. So to be quite short, my family came from Ukraine before I was born to Germany, and I was born in Germany. And I'm Jewish myself. I'm queer. I'm trans, and I feel like all these things. And also, like growing up in Germany with like my parents, they tried their best to make a life for us, but we come from a lower socioeconomic background. So growing up, I was very much always kind of the minority. So now I'm trying to make it my thing, make it my own, make it something that makes me stand out. So I feel like that's why I really want to make a better future for other people who maybe have a similar story like me or connect with me somehow. And hopefully be able to make films or help others make films, produce films, so that they have films that inspire them and empower them.
And which is the situation in your own country of independent film markets in your own country?
I must say, I feel like many people have this impression of Germany as being very on the forefront when it comes to pretty much everything. But I would beg to differ when it comes to film. I come from a city where I cannot afford going to the art house cinema. The first time that I actually went to an art house cinema was in Scotland, where I study now, where I pay £2 for the Tuesday screening, so £5 for any screening. So in Germany, it's very expensive, and I feel like it still is very much an institution that you have to know people, and it's also not very diverse. So I hope to change part of that, but I also see potential and hope.
And moving back to Venice Film Festival, which one of the 27 Times Cinema initiatives, so masterclass, workshops, are you looking forward to the most, and why?
So I study my undergraduate degree at the moment, and I'm going to write my thesis about Celine Sciamma. I knew that before coming here. Now she's the president. She's my president, basically. So I just love being in conversation with her, and also look very much forward to the masterclass tomorrow.
Okay, thank you, David, for sharing your experience as German ambassador for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema. And to all of our listeners, don't miss our next interviews with the 27 Lux Film Prize ambassadors. This is Martina Sonarelli for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.